T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
8:12 on time, WCCO, the Rash Report with John Rash from the editorial board of the Star Tribune. Good morning, John.
Dave, how are you?
Pretty good. What are you going to write about tomorrow in tomorrow's Star Tribune?
Well, certainly I think every American, all of our listeners are viewing what's happening in Washington and trying to put it all into context. So that's what I try to do in my column as well. And even by any historical standard, it's been an extraordinary fortnight. When you think about just 2 weeks ago, the Electoral College endorsed the results of the election. A week ago, you had the attack on the Capitol, which did not eventually stop Congress from certifying the election, although you had the defection of 8 Republican senators and 139 Republican representatives. And then you've had an impeachment all within 2 weeks. So I write about that and the symbolism that's involved, particularly in the attack, and why it seems to cut so deeply for so many people across the country of both political parties, in terms of, in just one example, the use of the American flag to beat a police officer. So a really, really tough week, and I try to give it some perspective in my column this week.
Yeah, it's really, I see on the rating, CNN apparently did quite well in their viewership of their coverage.
Highest rating day they have ever had. And I think it was one of those events that is fueled by social media, because it started to transpire at about, you know, mid-afternoon Eastern and Central time. And my sense is some people picked it up in their social media feeds, or people texted them and said, are you watching what's happening in Washington, and jumped on the television to watch, or their laptop to watch what was happening. And they indeed had a very, very strong day in terms of ratings. Unfortunately, it had to come because of such a tragic event. Very notably, Fox News continues to struggle relative to their usual position, and they were third. And that suggests two things: that perhaps Republicans have, you know, and some core Trump supporters have moved on to a few other rival news networks as well. And, you know, that might be eroding the Fox audience a bit, especially because the president himself has made Fox News such a target in so many of his comments. But that, of course, came before the social media ban that has been in place pretty much since the insurrection happened at the Capitol.
I was reading this piece that people have more trust in business than they do in government or the media. And this is from the Edelman Trust Barometer, John, which was taken by 33,000 people in 28 countries.
Well, business often has to be more immediately responsive to people. They are all voters, but certainly consumers. And I think that people notice that, and they're more nimble in terms of being flexible with the marketplace. The political world, partly by design, can't and doesn't move nearly as quickly as the business world. And I think one of the more notable developments since the attack on the Capitol was that the Chamber of Commerce, which has traditionally been overwhelmingly Republican in terms of, you know, whom they have endorsed and where they have sent money, announced that they were not going to send money to any of those senators or representatives I mentioned before who had voted against certification, and in effect was quite open about how extraordinarily wrong what happened at the Capitol was. No obfuscation in terms of their statement. So I think they, surveying their members and realizing where most Americans are on this issue, have had to be more responsive, and I think that might be behind some of those trust numbers that you mentioned.
Message aside, left, right, independent, doesn't matter to me. Historically, is it unusual for a president-elect to address the nation before he's president?
Maybe not to the degree that President-elect Biden has. I think it's reflective of a few things. One, we're in a crisis, and everything we've talked about in Washington amplifying that, but we are in a public health crisis that we haven't seen in 100 years. And that, of course, was a very different communications environment at that time. And the crisis has not been solved and will certainly not be brought under control in the waning days of the Trump administration. So he has to broadcast what he is going to try to do to get the country through that crisis. And second is that, you know, politics like nature abhor a vacuum. And right now, regardless of what one's politics are, there is a vacuum from the White House and from Washington. The president, without his social media feed, has been quite reticent to go in front of the press. He hasn't taken questions in quite some time on any extended level. He hasn't addressed the nation about these issues. And he's just issued a couple of videos, mostly about, you know, trying to escape any kind of culpability for what happened in Washington, as opposed to really taking the lead on the COVID crisis. So it is unusual, but we certainly are living in unusual times.
John, we'll look forward to your piece in the Star Tribune tomorrow. Thanks for your time, as always.
Thanks, Dave.
The Rash Report, WCCO, the morning news continues here at 8:18. Traffic and weather up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.